I'd like now to ask Mr. Begg, who has been thrust without really much choice into the public limelight since the abduction of his son, to just talk a little bit about what it is like at the human level to be the father of a Guantanamo prisoner, what it has meant for him. But I also wondered if I could ask you one particular question in view of the fact that we're here to discuss the formation of a new political party, which is, what kind of response, if any, have you had from the established parties? Have they shown any interest? But please speak for as long as you wish.
Well, they haven't shown any interest except Lib Dem, who have came forward and asked me questions from Mr. Bush. And in reply to Mr. Kennedy's questions, he said that all the tickets for four are here on my table. And whenever your prime minister wants, you can take away the prisoners. So this is how we are involved. I do not understand why we are involved in this war. We didn't have any threat of terrorism here in this country. We are living in perfect harmony. We are good with our neighbors. And we are very well settled for the last, say, about, so far now I'm concerned, about 40 years or maybe more. So I do not have any understanding of this government joining with America and bringing trouble to our country. My son was kidnapped, as you all probably know, from Pakistan, and he was brought to Afghanistan. He was shackled and he was badly treated there, and after 1 year, he has been transferred to Guantanamo Bay, and he has got a big story of the treatment of British soldiers, American soldiers with him. And he was in solitary confinement all the time for the last, say, about 3 years. And now he has been transferred, as Michael said, to general or lesser of a hell. I do not understand why and how these people claim that we are champion of civilization and we are so good and this and that to the whole world, telling all the lies in the world. Are they follower of any religion? What religion is that which teaches them to do this sort of tortures to the people I don't know, possibly they are following some satanic path or something like that, not human path. There's no such thing as humanity in their acts at all. So I think this is not right, and that gives us more courage, more strength to form a new party which is purely based on human rights. And we are all for it, and we are all trying to bring human right, the first issue in our party. Thank you very much.